previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's consumer inflation has taken a very slight dip, and that's another small step towards lower interest rates. Consumer prices in June came in at 5.1% year-on-year, compared with 5.2% in May. That number exactly in line with forecasts by economists polled by Bloomberg. Inflation is now at a six-month low, with food and non-alcoholic beverages up 4.6%, transport inflation down to 5.5%, new vehicle inflation down to 5.2%. We're still nowhere close to the Reserve Bank's 4.5% rate on a sustained basis, but we are certainly pointing in the right direction. Bloomberg Economics is now forecasting a 0.25% rate cut in November, while forward rate agreements are pricing in a similar cut as early as September. Gauteng High Court has dealt a significant blow to government's plans to implement the National Health Insurance Scheme. This relates to the provisions of the Act that force doctors and private hospitals to register for a Certificate of Need, which the court has declared unconstitutional. The Department of Health wants these certificates to exert more control over where doctors and medical professionals can practice in the country. It's a case brought by trade union Solidarity. It's already been through the courts once, according to Business Tech, but the Constitutional Court kicked it back down to the lower courts after the Department of Health was not informed of the proceedings. Back it went and was heard in March this year again, this time with the department's response. The outcome was the same, announced in Johannesburg yesterday, with the judge ruling that the basis for a certificate of need was objectively not rational. Now it will certainly travel back up to the Constitutional Court for a final ruling. On the markets, the main story is a massive sell-off of tech stocks in the US, with investors backing away from the promise of artificial intelligence. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 3.6%, the S&P 500 2.3%, with Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, and Nvidia all sharply down. It was the NASDAQ's worst day since the end of 2022. Earlier, the JSE All Share Top 40 both ended down a tenth of a percent or so. London's FTSE dipped 0.2%. The Pan-Pacific region this morning followed the Americans. Tokyo down 2.5%. Hong Kong, Sydney both down 1.3%. The US dollar is firmer, 1.08 to the euro. The rand is easier, 18.41 to the dollar, 19.96 to the euro, 23.74 to sterling. Gold at 2,374, platinum 942, Bitcoin just over 64,000, and Brent crude oil just over $81 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.